Good morning. Can everyone hear me?
Yes.
Oh, good. I am so excited that you're here to celebrate the first Sunday of Advent. And you are all such a special part of this church. The children of our church are a big part of our church because you're the heart. You're what makes us remember the love of Jesus, right? So for the first Sunday of Advent, we think about lighting the candles, we think about being together as families. We have lit the candle today. We have watched the Soseby family light our candle. It is a purple color, and this marks the first Sunday in Advent with color purple. It's the color of king and queens, right? But it's a very serious color, and see, I'm wearing purple today to celebrate that first day of Advent, and first Sunday of Advent. So we have three more weeks of Advent, right? So we have the next Sunday is the color purple, the Sunday after that, and then we have another color, which is pink. Good. Right. And the white one, too, is after that. And that is what we'll get to when we talk about the birth of. So we're counting down those days. That's right, four more weeks. Yes, so we're so excited for that. This is, you know, when we are counting down those days, we're real excited about the birth of Jesus, and it is a preparation period. What can we do? What do we do to prepare for Jesus? What do we want? What does he want us to do? We decorate the Christmas tree. We hang wreaths. We sing carols like the angels did. The angels all alerted us to let us know about the coming of the birth of Christ. So Jesus loves it when we do this, when we have love in our hearts and we're singing and we're rejoicing for that. But it's also a preparation period. It's anticipation first. Okay, so when we anticipate something, that means we are expecting for, that's a big word, right? It's a big word. So we are expecting, we're predicting something. Okay, so godly play curriculum and our Sunday school curriculum does remind us that it's our hands-on, and Jesus loves it when we do things hands-on activities and things to prepare for Jesus, like giving and taking care of the sick and helping a friend in need. Like maybe there's a friend at school that's on the playground that doesn't have someone to play with. He loves it when we're doing these things. This is filling our hearts, and this helps with the waiting period for me. Okay, so to quote Dr. Seuss, I love the book, Oh, the Places You'll Go. Right? Do you love Dr. Seuss? He writes about the waiting place. He tells us about this useless place where people are just waiting. He writes, waiting for a train to go, or a bus to come, or a plane to go, or the mail to come, or the rain to go, or the phone to ring, or the snow, or waiting around for yes or no, or waiting for their hair to grow. Everyone is just waiting. The Bible scripture, I think of it, speaks of this, waiting period and the anticipation that we have for the birth of Jesus is in Corinthians, because we always turn to our Bible in Sunday school. I think it's real important. Logan, would you like to read that scripture? It's 1 Corinthians 15. Of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. So we are working, we are helping those in need, and we also prepare, and we do celebrate. Like today, we're going to be having our Advent fair afterwards. And that is about community and making a new friend and saying, welcome to our church. And I am just so excited that you all are here to help me do that. You know, when we study and really learn about Sunday school, we see all of the wonderful traditions of our vestments, and, you know, we have different robes, and Megan has her her stole on today that is beautiful. And Father Scott, you can say, you know, what are you going to be wearing during the Christmas time? So we're all wearing different colors. And pink is our fourth Sunday, right? So we are going to be celebrating pink as the color of rejoicing, as the angels did. So that is going to be towards the end of when we are getting close, and you might be thinking, oh, wow, you know, it's almost there, a week away, right? So, okay, so by the process of doing this, we are excited to show that our Advent calendars, and Father Scott has his, I see, with him. So we are going to be giving each of you one of these, and you are going to be counting down those days of Christmas, till Christmas, right? With stickers.
Stickers, thanks.
Okay, so.
Stickers, whoa.
Stickers. So, in our calendar, we're reminded that the first week is a time of waiting. The second week, we prepare our hearts for Jesus. The third week, we share love and joy. The fourth week, we're going to be sharing God's love and hope. So we want you to take these home and pray with your families during this time. Put your stickers on with your family. And I hope that you can bring them back and show me, because I'm so excited to see what you've done, okay? So with that said, we are also, during our giving time, bringing back mite boxes that we talked about at the service last Sunday. So, family worship service last Sunday. And forever, everyone who has brought their box back, you can place it in our offering plate or put it at the altar, and they will put this in our offering plate, okay? So that is something that Jesus did during those times. That is something he wants us to do, is share the love with each other. And so thank you so much for being here. And as we continue Advent and Advent Fest after church, I'm so excited. We're going to go back to the days of Bethlehem. And we have food and activities and festivities for you there. So I look forward to seeing you there. Okay, and remember, one more thing, remember through the celebration, right, of Advent, remember the promise that God had made to Jesus would be born, and the promise that he would be born to show his love, and that God has this love for you, and that he loves you no matter what. And this is something that Father Scott said at the last family worship service, he loves you no matter what. Okay? Always remember that. Okay, let us pray. God, thank you for blessing us with your love through the waiting period of Advent and the preparation and celebration of Jesus' birth. Thank you for these children that you have sent to St. Martin's. Help us to remember the true meaning of Christmas through this waiting period in our church. And help us to recognize what is important to you and to do your work as we prepare for next year in the church and in our daily lives. Amen.
Amen.